Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, what's going on here? I figured I'd come in today, and the whole place would be like a whole room full of cheeseburgers. Isn't today National Cheeseburger Day?
Oh, that's right.
It is. The hell are you guys doing? I don't see one cheese. I don't even smell the remnants of a cheeseburger in here. What? I don't even smell a cheeseburger fart. You guys even been eating cheeseburgers today?
Dude, you got a good point. I have not had a cheeseburger
today. I didn't have a cheeseburger. I honestly didn't know that till you said that.
And September 18th every year is National Cheeseburger Day. Now, a lot of cheeseburger places will have specials going today. Is anybody around here having a special?
I don't know, but I'm trying to think. What we have, what, Carl's Jr., McDonald's?
In-N-Out. Are you looking
close?
Just around here?
I'm just thinking within, I mean, running distance.
Okay, we got Carl's Jr.
I ain't running nowhere. I'm telling you that right now.
We got a McDonald's, Carl's Jr.
There's a Burger King just a little further down. There's a Wendy's just a little further down.
Okay.
Crown Burgers.
And I
down
haven't
here
heard
33rd.
Of any of these people doing anything for Cheeseburger Day. I know Applebee's. Which I don't look at Applebee's and goes, hey, there's a great cheeseburger. Although they're good, I'm not saying that. They're offering cheeseburgers for $6.99 at some locations. They're regularly priced up to $12.
I was gonna say, I used to have a location near me. It closed.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just gonna put this out right now. If somebody brings cheeseburgers, what you got for them?
Anything they want.
Oh, come on. Like what? I mean, you name something.
Well, I could do Comic-Con. I could do Bear Fest.
Either Comic-Con or Bear Fest, somebody brings cheeseburgers.
I could do TSO.
Really?
Yeah, sure. We'll make it work.
All right, I'm hungry. I want a burger.
Okay.
I need a good cheeseburger fart.
Well, we want to celebrate Cheeseburger Day.
Well, that too.
National Cheeseburger Day.
Okay, I'm ready. You know, if Tim at Wright's made cheeseburgers, I guarantee he'd bring them down to us. That's how they work down at Wright's.
You know they'd be the best.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And here's the deal. It's nice and warm today, but after this, it's going to be a little chilly and rainy the rest of this week. But I tell you what, perfect, as we always say, perfect riding weather.
Yep.
Wouldn't you rather ride when it's in the 60s and 70s than when it's 80s and 90s?
Yes.
Anytime?
Yes.
Anytime. So, but if here's the deal. If you need a helmet, gloves, boots, vest, whatever it is you need, they got it at Wright's, 3474 South State. Call them, 266-2050. Check them out at WrightsMotorcycleParts.com, even on the Facebook. You know why?
Why?
Because you can't go wrong
when it's Wright's.
Although I do love riding when it's nice and warm out with my belly shirt.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? You can have the belly float.
Set that up over the handlebars.
Flapping in the wind.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It just you know, your cheeks flap in the wind sometimes when you're going fast. That's what my belly does.
Well, you've got a weird little vibration shake.
It's called the front butt shakes. Hey, by the way, did you watch the 69th Annual Emmy Awards last night?
No.
Yeah. It's the venue was the Microsoft Theater.
Oh.
Yeah, appropriate, since 10 minutes into the show, I turned it off to play Xbox. don't want to do this. Come on. Right?
Perfect.
Yeah, Dolly Parton was a presenter.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, so include Sean Spicer, and there were three big boobs on stage last night. What do you think of that? Huh? How about them apples? Oh, come on. Give me a break. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Stephen Colbert hosted.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess he got the job because the show was on CBS.
Yeah.
And also because all the funny late night show hosts were busy. So. Okay. Yeah. Glad you watched. Hey, a very disturbing flashback scene of Pennywise the Clown was cut from the movie It.
No.
Yeah, picture this. He's young.
Okay.
He needs the money.
Yeah.
And a casting call goes out for a McDonald's commercial. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what happened. Actually, it shows how Pennywise was conceived.
Oh, yes.
Did you know? It's when Joan Rivers and Carrot Top shared the bill at a Ramada in Toledo. Yeah. That's where Pennywise came from.
Oh,
did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Ozzy Osbourne says getting caught cheating finally made him realize what an idiot he's been.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course, he could realize that 15 years ago by watching this episode of the Osbournes, because we've all known it for a while.
That's right, Ozzy.
Yeah, there you go. Chip and Joanna from the show Fixer Upper are denying that relationship is in trouble.
No, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, and anyway, if it was, they could just throw on some new siding, renovate the fireplace, and have it looking good as new by the weekend. So,
back out a couple walls.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Put a little shiplap on Joanna, and she'd be looking good. Is that what it is?
Ship lap.
OJ, his lawyer says he's actually going to miss life in prison.
Oh, I'll bet he is.
Yeah, I mean, on the outside, you can't exactly walk over to your neighbor's place and say, you know, how'd you kill your wife? I'll tell you how I killed mine. Prison, they do it all the time. There you go. Let's see. During a show in New York Friday, Jay-Z dedicated a song to Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, really?
And while he performed it, the audience took a knee. It was the cutest thing you ever saw. It was amazing. Rapper Doug E. Fresh had a birthday yesterday.
Doug E. Fresh.
You know how his career's going?
How?
Doug E. Fresh is now performing at Chuck E. Cheese, so there you go. tell you what, it's...
Doug E. Fresh.
Yeah. Boy, did you guys watch any football? Fox now airing these six-second ads during the game.
Really?
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
This little thing
yet.
During, while you know, a little lull spot.
Yeah, okay.
Because let's face it. That's all they need to remind us. Real men drink beer, drive pickups, and pop pills to give them erections, right? That's 6 seconds is all. I don't need any more time. Get in a damn bathtub.
I can do all three of those things.
Do them all. How about this one? A German guy. I don't even know how this happened, but he got his penis stuck in a weight plate at the gym.
Now, what are you talking about?
You know how you get the holes so you can put them on the barbell?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he got his stuck in the weight.
What was he... Doing
I don't,
some
you
kind
know,
of like bench press.
I think it gives new meaning to the term pumping iron. If you, if you ask me, here I am freaking out about people leaving back sweat on machines. Now I know what's really going on with the weight plate.
I think I'd rather have the back sweat than the front sweat.
Oh, yeah. It took firefighters 3 hours to get him
what?
Unstuck. Well, really, it took 15 minutes because they spent the first 2 hours and 45 laughing their asses off. They're like, oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Really?
Got the story on the Freak News.
You can lift a 45 with that, huh? All right, and let's see, a couple more quick ones.
How do you explain that?
I don't.
How do you tell them how it happened?
Right, and I'm picturing it was at the gym, but I'm guessing maybe a home gym? I really don't know.
I think it was at a big gym.
Was it really?
Yeah. And
yeah.
He was actually getting it on with it.
Getting his pump on?
Yes, he was, man.
Looking real pumped today.
Wow. Fix things up tonight, put them down.
And yeah, if he could get it in excited, can he come back out when he's done?
I don't know. I don't know how it worked. And I really don't want to know.
I got some questions.
Yeah. You know what I'm excited about? Sbarro opening several restaurants in Russia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great news for all you Russians dying to eat a piece of cold cardboard topped with month-old pepperoni. Yeah. Why do they want Sbarro?
Because that'll still be 2 months fresher than what they're used to.
My goodness. All right, and let's see. Survey found 11% of us have a plan in case of a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, the other 89% of us aren't abusing meth today. We're okay.
I've got a plan.
And two more. Baltimore shutting down their bike share program after a rash of thefts.
Oh.
Yeah, how shocking, replied people who've never been to Baltimore. Like, really?
It works here pretty good.
Can't believe it. Yeah. Oh, this is Salt Lake City. Come on. And last but not least, there's a Chinese app that allows people to rent, I can't believe I'm saying this, rent used secondhand sex dolls.
Are you for real?
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chinese developers reportedly came up with the app after being challenged to do the impossible and out-creep Japan. So
I think they did it.
I think
it.
You did it.
I think they did
you
it.
You did it.
Wow.
Oh. Eh.
Oh. Gross.
Yeah, either that or secondhand used weight plates.
Yeah. Take your choice, man.
This 10's a little gross. You got a new one? Anyway, love you guys.
Thanks, Frank.